I'm Andy Summers. Dave Cruz is here.
Good morning.
And yesterday, we got to hang out with Brantley a little bit down in South Philly.
How much fun was that? I know you've met him before, but for me, this is my first time meeting him. He seems like he's super fun. Really cool dude.
He is. And he looks very intimidating, right? I mean, because he's all, like, he wears leather and
denim.
He's
got the tats. Like, you can see the tattoos on his fingers.
Chains. Yeah. He's got chains everywhere. But he is such a softie, especially when he talks about his son. So he was playing some of those new songs from his album, which is coming out in October. And one of the songs he wrote all about a son and for a son. And it is the sweetest, sweetest song you can imagine. He kind of just glows when he talks about his little boy.
Yeah, it's a tearjerker.
But there's something a little bit concerning to me about his son. So this is a little bit of what Brantley was talking about yesterday after he played this really emotional song.
That's my boy. I hope he digs it.
I think probably.
Yeah. I'm telling you, he's going to be. I listened to that and knowing what I know about him already. So he's going to need it. He's something else. He went to see my dad and his girlfriend the other day. They live right up through the woods from our house. And he walks up there and goes, and he's usually they're standing on the porch waiting for him, excited to see him, and they're not out on the porch. So he's already confused. And he goes up and he slaps the door. And I was like, I hadn't told him how to knock on the door yet, you know? How's he know to slap it? So he slaps the door two or three times. He looks up at me and throws his arms out. I was like, dude, you better calm down. The dude turns around. No joke. I'm standing behind him, balls his fist up, punches the door, and then bows his arms out, walks past me, doesn't even look at me. No joke. And I was like, I'm in trouble. But two, where have you seen anybody punch anything? And then he punched the shower door the other day.
What goes on when you're not home?
Exactly.
Right?
My wife's like taking self-defense courses or something. I don't know who the dude is teaching. Maybe look into that. He gonna need self-defense.
All right, so, I mean, seriously, you don't want to get on Brantley's bad side, but I want you to think about what he said about his son and how angry he got because his grandparents weren't answering the door. The boy's not even a year and a half old.
Well, that's the thing. When he was telling the story, I thought his kid was like 6 or 7. I'm like,
16 months. He's 16 months old.
Hey, he's got a lot of energy. Get out of his system.
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, when I drove away yesterday, I wanted to turn around and go back and say, you need to look into finding someone to talk to this. Like, at 16 months old, there should not be this much anger.
You did
in
have a look
body.
Of concern on your face because it's a funny story, but as a parent, you did have a look of concern. Now, I know, you know, when I grew up, like, I think maybe a lot of boys had a little anger management issues. Like, when I would shoot hoops and miss a basket, I would punt the ball into the woods.
But that's like, there was a reason for you to get angry. There was not a reason for this boy to be angry.
He wants to see grandma and grandpa.
I don't.
Mama and pop pop.
I don't
there.
Blame them for not answering the door. It's a terrifying experience. It's terrifying. So I don't know. Like, do kids grow out of this? I mean, I was just raised with girls in my family. I've got a little guy who's nothing but love. He doesn't do stuff like this, or I'd be running for the hills myself. You know what I mean? Like, do kids grow out of this? Does he need to see someone?
He's got a tough papa, so I don't know if he'll grow out of it anytime soon, but 16 months, plenty of time to grow out of it.
Or get worse. I don't know. 215-263-6700. What's been your experience and what would you do in that situation? XTU, good morning, Stacy.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. So I understand that you are the mom of a toddler.
I am. I have a 2-year-old son at home. His daycare has this great program. It's called Move and Groove. And I feel like every single Monday, it kind of helps them express themselves. It's like a dancing, learning different ways to move and get extra built-up energy out.
I love it, though, Stacey, because I'm just imagining, like, next time Brantley's 16-month-old son, Barrett, gets really angry, he's going to stop him from punching something and be like, no, come on, little dude, we're going to dance. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, but I am a little bit concerned about Brantley Gilbert's 16-month-old son that's already punching doors and walls.
Well, I'm a preschool teacher, and I teach, like, early intervention. And so what happens is he's not really able to verbalize how mad he is, so they do it, like, physically. But, I mean, definitely he needs to be, someone needs to be talking to him about saying it in words or showing something else a different way than hitting something. Because that'll just get impressed in him that he just needs to punch something when he gets mad, which many men do. But
so it's not uncommon.
I mean, it's not uncommon, but if you fall for young, you start in that. He needs to start teaching the baby other ways of doing it, because obviously he must have seen somebody do that. Because they do what they see, except she's at that age. So, yeah, they need to be talking to that little one and working out either getting a punching bag or something other than a door. And kind of trying to retrain that behavior to something a little more socially acceptable.
So you're saying he should teach the baby to curse?
You know what? When my kids were little, I told them sometimes the only thing that's necessary is a curse word. So they actually just created their own curse word, so they could say that word and not get in trouble from anybody else.
I love that.
That's
sometimes
a great
only
idea.
A curse word would do.
Good one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling
this
morning.
Have a great day. Love your show.
Thank you.
Great idea.
I know. Make up your own curse words.
Yeah.
I mean, and that empowers the kids then, too, right? Because they could say something. I can't even think of something right
now. Gobbledygook.
Right. I'm so afraid that I'm going to say
you
the
actually
real word.
Say, yeah. You should not be allowed to create your own. You would just combine all the curse words you know into one big
yes.
one.
Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. It'd be more than four letters, I'll tell you that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.